Welcome to your podcast, listeners, to a pull list edition of Between the Bubbles. I am Brayden.
And I'm Darren.
And we're excited to be here today. Hopefully you'll be taking us along with you as you go to your store tomorrow to help give you some advice, some counsel on what we think that you should be picking up tomorrow. Because there's quite a few interesting releases coming out tomorrow. I was afraid it was going to be light because it is a 5-Wednesday week, so I know that there are some things that we won't be getting till the 31st. I know obviously we'll get a bunch of annuals from DC because that's all they put out on 5th Wednesdays, but it should be an interesting week. What are you most excited about for this next week, though? What is your number one pick?
It has to be the last issue of Aaron doing The Incredible Hulk. So it's issue 15 comes out tomorrow.
Jason Aaron's last issue.
Last issue before Marvel Now. And the last issue was great. I mean, the Doom bots were amazing.
You've enjoyed the last two, right?
Oh, yeah. I really, really have. I really liked the issue 13, but 14 was one of the best issues I picked up that week. And especially now because there's a battle that's going to happen inside Bruce Banner's brain, but the Hulk is there as well. So it's just an interesting dynamic, and he's going crazy out there, Jason Aaron is. I think he's going to pull off. And it makes me sad that this is only a 3-issue story arc. I wish it was longer.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So anyway, definitely excited to pick that one up.
Should be exciting. My number one most excited thing, and yes, many of you may have picked this up last week, my store decided to keep it for an extra week because, and I'll tell why, I'm excited about A-Babies versus X-Babies number one. Now, first of all, I'm excited because it's so dang cute looking, and I honestly think that if you reimagine the AVX fight as a bunch of little toddlers, like, fighting with each other, then it all makes sense, because everybody acted like a 2-year-old in that entire crossover, other than Spider-Man. He was awesome, but everyone else sucked. So I figure, make them babies fighting each other, great. Scotty Young is the one who wrote and did the art, and it looks amazing. It is so, they're so cute. There's a reason why he's done baby variants for a lot of the Marvel Now stuff, because they're just darn cute characters he's created. But the important thing is, Scotty Young himself is going to be at my comic book store this Wednesday. Darren's going to drive down. We're going to go to the comic book store. We're going to get our copies signed. I'm going to buy 2 copies, I think, one to read and one to sign, and then have put in a thing to hang up on the wall, you know? It'll be my first signed comic book, thank you very much. So I'm excited to meet Scotty Young. We're going to try to get an interview with him tomorrow, guys. No promises, but we're going to do our best.
Yeah, I mean, if he's super busy, I don't know if it can even happen, but...
Yeah, I mean, it could be if he's like, hey, I'll be free more at like 2, I'll go back.
Yeah.
Because I'm done at 1:30, I can go back anytime after that and talk to him. But we'll see. Hopefully we'll get an interview with him. But if not, just know that we met him. That's pretty cool. So yeah. I'm most excited about that.
My second one is going to be Flash number 13. And this is why. Gorilla Grodd is attacking Central City. And
ha, Gorilla Grodd.
I love him in the New 52. He was cool in the old continuity, but I really like him in the New 52. And I love the artwork from Francis Menapool, and the coloring from Brian Buccellato is just incredible. And
Buccellato is really doing great work when it comes to colors.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you always know you're going to get a great artwork, but I think they're doing a very solid writing run as well. And I just love the Flash. This New 52 Flash ongoing series has made the Flash and Barry Allen be one of probably my top 5 comic book characters of all time.
It's made you a Barry Allen believer.
Oh, I know a lot of people like Wally West, and I do like Wally West.
West was fine, but Barry Allen's better.
Yeah, and I feel like Hal Jordan really fits the mold that Wally West was, because Hal Jordan wasn't really... I know he was Green Lantern for a little bit, but then he was gone for a while. You know, he wasn't really Green Lantern. He was relaxing that whole thing. So Wally West was more the comedic relief, where that's more Hal Jordan now. So I think Barry Allen is a great fit in the New 52.
I think it works really great.
Series. So I'm looking forward to that. What about you? What's your second?
My second one is another number one issue. It's number one of the Punisher Warzone 5-issue limited series. This is Greg Rucka's swan song in the big two.
He's done forever.
DC burned him really bad, so he said, screw you guys, and went to Marvel. Marvel burnt him maybe even worse. Like, they really didn't treat him well. And so he has this last 5 issues where he's basically... you don't need to have read his run on the Punisher. You don't need to have. But if you have, you'll know why you want to pick this up. He writes the Punisher better than anyone I've ever read before. I don't like the Punisher, but I like when Greg Rucka writes the Punisher. And so this is him fighting against the Avengers. So why? We'll find out.
And how gruesome will it be? That's what I'm curious to see.
I don't think it's going to be that gruesome. It hasn't been... It's been very quiet.
But not even
with
blood and
moments
guts, but...
of... The thing about Greg Rucka's run is it's been very quiet, but with moments of, like, brutality. And I think that I hope that's what we see.
That's what I'm...
Going
I don't
on.
Think it's going to be, like,
a
blood
lot
and
of
guts.
Quiet with moments of brutality.
Yeah, how brutal are those moments going to be with the Avengers? I mean...
We'll see.
That's
I'm really excited. I love Greg Rucka, and he's a great writer, and I'm sad to see that the Big Two treated him so poorly, but I know we'll see good things to come from him.
But the teaser images are just incredible.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they're great.
Should be good. Other big stuff coming out this week. A lot of people really like the Adventure Time comic. I've never watched that show, so I don't read the comics, but I know lots of people love that crap. They gobble that stuff up like nobody's business. So if you're into Adventure Time, Adventure Time's coming out.
Amazing Spider-Man
will continue the inexorable run towards what's going to happen to Peter Parker. I have a theory, but we'll talk about it another time.
And Avengers vs. X-Men Consequences number 3 comes out.
Yeah.
A week after the second one just came out.
Well, the first one came out 2 weeks ago. It's a weekly series for 5 weeks
in a row.
Oh,
that's right.
So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Batman Inc. Yeah.
Captain America, the last issue of Brubaker's run on Captain America, which, like I said, has been fizzling. So I hope that he does something good with this last issue to make me remember his run fondly. Debris issue 4, last issue. It's been great. I'm excited to see where it ends up. Last issue of FF by Jonathan Hickman before it turns over to Matt Fraction next month.
Ghost 1.
Kelly Sue DeConnick. Yeah, yep, and Phil Noto on art. Should be good. Last issue of Invincible Iron Man also.
Yeah.
If you've been reading Fraction's run on Iron Man, he's done this issue. Last issue of Journey into Mystery.
Prophet number 30, which I know you're excited about.
And Mind Management number 6. I love Mind Management.
Red Lanterns number 13, which will be Third Army crossover.
Yeah. Revival issue 4 is coming out. I've really enjoyed that horror book. Superman
13.
Issue 13.
Okay, here's my ranting and raving about this. They have preview issues going on right now for Superman 13 for the big Hell on Earth crossover that will be between Superman, Superboy, and Supergirl. And look, the artwork is incredible on Superman 13. I don't remember who the artist was, but it was really pretty to look at. The problem is, in the first page or two, Superman is at this secret laboratory. I don't know where it is.
And also, who's that hot lady with him?
I have no idea either. I have no idea.
Because it kind of looked like he was kind of schnuggly with her.
Oh, yeah, right?
Because she was, like, scantily clad, and he, like, had his arm around her, and I was like, what the F word?
Yeah. But then he's in Justice League. He's with maybe Wonder Woman? I don't know. Anyway, so what is he doing? He's bench pressing for, I think, the last couple days the weight of the Earth. He's bench pressing for the last couple days the weight of the Earth.
And people wonder why I don't like Superman.
It's crap like this that makes Superman awful. And I love Superman. He's my second favorite after Batman, ever. I love him. But it's so hard to find a good Superman series and story because people take crap like this and make him unrelatable.
Yeah, it's totally unrelatable.
The great thing about the Superman animated series, which I'm now watching, getting caught up on, is they made him more... They weakened him, actually.
Yeah?
They weakened his powers. Because they wanted... Like, we can't do a weekly TV show if he can do all this, you know, push planets out of the way and whatnot. It's like...
So what are his powers like on the TV show? I don't remember. I never really watched it because I don't like Superman.
I mean, Kryptonite, obviously. But, like, if he got beat up really bad, he'd die. Like, he struggles lifting airplanes... You know, like...
Oh, so he doesn't have that level of strength.
Yes,
he has
I mean,
he
still has powers, but it's not like...
He's not godlike strong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's when they do stuff like this that it makes me furious. Because I thought that part of the New 52 is to dumb down his powers a little bit. But now you do have stuff
clearly
like this.
Not. Clearly
no,
not.
Not at all. So I'm not... I was like, maybe going to pick up that series because of the crossover.
Nah.
I like crossovers. No, I'm done. Caladell, once again, you make me upset. So
Talon number 1 is coming out.
Talon number 1 comes out.
If you're a Talon fan. Ultimates, issue 17. The continuing adventures of President Cap. We'll see how that turns out. And then two other things I'm really excited about. Both of these. Womanthology Space is coming out. For those of you who don't know, Womanthology was a successful Kickstarter that did a book of comics that are all written by female writers and artists.
Oh, really?
And IDW picked up on it, and so they're doing a second installment in monthly issues called Space, because they're all space-based issues. I picked up the first one, and I really enjoyed it. And I just like the concept of promoting comics by women, both art right and written and drawn by women. So I'll be picking that up. And then, of course, Extreme X-Men number 5. Gotta get my Dazzler book for the month.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Should be a good week. There's a lot of fun stuff coming out. It's not like a ton, but it should be a fun week. Anyway, let us know what you're picking up. We hope that you want to pick up some of the stuff we talked about. If you weren't really thinking about it, pick up Punisher. You know you want to. Make them regret ever canceling the Punisher book. And put the Punisher on a team book? Screw you guys.
He doesn't work as a team.
With Deadpool on a team that's going to... And Elektra? And the Red Hulk? Stupid. So stupid. Anyway, if you think that's stupid, or if you think it's awesome, let me know. Obviously, you can email us talk@betweenthebubbles.com. You can comment on our website. You can talk to us on our Facebook page. You can talk to us on Twitter, BTWNBBLS. We would just love to hear from you, because we love you guys. And we just hope that you know that. It's a fact. And we also love your local comic book store. So go in there and tell them, Between the Bubbles says hey. Anyway, we'll see you all at the store tomorrow, and happy reading.